Ben got his couple series in, and the two touchdown passes went to Pat Freiermuth. Neither happened to be an easy catch. Are we seeing a quarterback showing some confidence in his young tight end on plays like that?
I'll say this. Ben put both of those in the spot that is most able to be caught by his guy and nobody else. Those were textbook throws, and he put them on like 50-mile-an-hour rope. I mean, they were bullets. Freiermuth looked like he belonged on both of those throws. The route that he ran, it looked like they had run that, 100 times before. I was impressed with that. It's shaping into a nice hookup, a nice connection, and the value of it is, as much as we enjoy dogging Eric Ebron, you can put the two of them on opposite sides of the line in those kinds of situations and create mismatch problems. And that's something I think that was completely missing from the Steelers' short yardage and red zone offense last year. Clearly, they didn't have a second tight end. I mean, I've talked about this before. I've always appreciated Vance McDonald's workmanlike manner, the way that he went about his job. But he was working on like half a body last year. I mean, he just was not the same guy that we had seen before. And Ebron, it probably isn't enough to handle all of that on his own. They're keying on him. He's the guy that they're looking to get the ball to, and they weren't able to exploit any one-on-one situations, it seemed like anyway, in a lot of the red zone. Couple in the fact that they can't run the ball. Some of that has to do with Ebron and his lack of ability in that regard. I talked all offseason the fact that one way or another, through hook or crook, the Steelers were going to need to find a second tight end. I don't care where it was or how they did it. Freiermuth, to me, and I'm on the record as saying, very much like what Mike Tomlin said, great, can you block? I mean, really, that's more of where I think his ground zero begins. Mm-hmm. But from what we've seen of him, if he is capable of starting with a specialty role that he can do at a high level, he's going to have a real nice year. And building on that, he can have a great career. That I think, is really kind of the ceiling that he had. The team's going to need to be able to block well. But getting them down to the red zone in the manner that Ben did, and frankly, he should have on all three possessions that he was out there. Keep in mind, incidentally, an Ebron drop on third down got him off the field the first three plays that he had. You put all of that together, if they can move the ball the way that they did against, to be fair, a pretty hapless Lions team, I think they can compete. And that's a good thing. And I think Freiermuth is definitely going to be a part of that in specialty situations. And those are the downs that the Steelers lost consistently last year. And I think it's exactly what they were trying to address with their first three draft picks, with Freiermuth being the second of the three. Mm-hmm. Put all three of those together, they can win situational football on offense. And I don't think they would have had the demise that they did over the last, five, six games if they were able to win more of those downs consistently throughout the year.